Hello out there in Radio Land, and welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name's Roger Cash. We just heard some steel guitar excellence from one of the men that developed the technology for the pedal steel guitar. That was Bud Isaacs on the steel guitar with a little instrumental called Sweet and Hot. That one was recorded in Nashville on September 21st, 1956 for the RCA Victor label, with Jimmy Self on the rhythm guitar, Buddy Harmon on the drums, Dale Potter on the fiddle, and I don't know if that was Grady Martin on the guitar. It lists him here as the second fiddle. I didn't know Grady Martin played fiddle, if that is the case. But you can tell by that opening track, Sweet and Hot, that we are continuing our hot stuff theme. We're on part three. I'll probably wrap it up next week by turning up the heat a little bit. But first up, how about a little live show from back in 1975 at the Fanfare in Nashville. It was the fourth annual Fanfare reunion show. The record that came out on the Country Music Foundation Records label to benefit the Country Music Foundations, or Foundation, singular. Anyway, how about Joe Mafis, one of the great country guitar players of all time, and his wife Rose, Joe and Rose Lee Mafis, with It's a Hot Time in Nashville Tonight.
Joe and Rose Lee Mafis.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks a lot. Oh, this is a great thing, and being we're here for the Fanfare, we live here now, but this is the home of the Grand Ole Opry, and we have a big time every Saturday night. We recorded a song a while back called Hot Time in Nashville. We thought it'd be appropriate, okay? Get out of my way.
Lights are low and we're all alone. Hot diggity dog. She winds her arms around me tight. I almost have a fit. Then I feel like a stick of dynamite. after the fuse is lit. When I met my baby, well, I struck it rich. Hot diggity dog, when she kisses me, I nearly bust a stitch. Hot diggity dog, she's got what it takes to win a beauty prize. And I turn to jelly when she rolls her eyes. She's the one girl who's a Lollapalooza. Hot diggity dog. Dolly is a one-man kind. Hot diggity dog. She has a gift of loving with a one-track mind. Hot diggity dog. She's the very top authority on the art of how to pet. Any trick she hasn't showed to me ain't been invented yet. I got a date with her tonight at 9. Hot diggity dog. We're gonna dine and dance and cut a shine. A hot diggity dog. And here's what I'm feeling so enthused about. She told me I'll never wear my welcome out. She's the one girl who's a Lollapalooza. A hot diggity dog. On the art of how to pet. Any trick she hasn't showed to me ain't been invented yet. I got a date with her tonight at 9. Hot diggity dog. We're gonna dine and dance and cut a shine. A hot diggity dog. And here's what I'm feeling so enthused about. She told me I'll never wear my welcome out. She's the one girl who's a Lollapalooza. Hot diggity dog.
Give me a red hot mama and an ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Give me a long gone baby to cuddle up there, then just leave me alone. I'll take a table in the corner, turn the lights down low, put a nickel in the jukebox and let her go. Oh, with a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Hot mama and an ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Give me a clean cut baby without a care, and I just couldn't go wrong. Don't have to work in the morning, I can stay out late, so me and my baby can operate. Cause with a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Sort of get along. Give me a live wire cutie without a fear that anything can go wrong. Don't want no pretzel, just bring me some brew. Baby, your daddy's got work to do. Cause a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along.
Oh.
Nice little breezy instrumental there from Grady Martin and the Slewfoot Five. That was called Hot Lips, recorded in Nashville on May 12th in 1955 for the Decca label. Great guitar player, Grady Martin. And before that, we heard Smiley Maxedon with Give Me a Red Hot Mom and a Nice Cold Beer. That was recorded out in Hollywood on October 9th, 1953 for the Columbia label. Smiley, originally from Illinois, he went west in California's San Joaquin Valley near Fresno, became his base of operations in the 1940s. And Smiley's band was one of the first to feature the great guitarist Roy Nichols. The great Smiley Maxedon. Before that, we heard Little Jimmy Dickens with Hot Diggity Dog, also recorded in Nashville, January 25th, 1952, for the Columbia label. Lots of great pickers on there that they didn't list them in the session notes. It's probably Grady Martin and Hank Garland on that one. Maybe Jerry Bird on the steel. And we opened up that set with a live track from Joe and Rose Lee Mafis with Hot Time in Nashville Tonight. That was recorded live at the 1975 Fanfare in Nashville, which I believe was at the Ryman Auditorium, home of the Grand Ole Opry. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Freetown Radio. We are continuing our Hot Stuff theme. We're on part three. And for our next set, we're going to give you a set here of all instrumentals. First one, we're going to go back to 1935. And stay thereabouts for the first couple of tracks. First up is one of the earliest Western swing bands, Roy Newman, who was a pianist, had a band called Roy Newman and His Boys. This is from September 1935, recorded in Dallas. To kick off the second set, this one's called Hot Dog Stomp. Thank you. some sizzle there. That was Ribs and Hot Sauce. Great vibraphone player, Lionel Hampton and his septet. And that one was recorded in New York on May 21st, 1945 for the Decca label. Featuring the left-hand guitarist from Baltimore, the great Billy McElwell on the guitar. Herbie Fields there on the clarinet, Arnett Cobb on the tenor, Johnny Mohegan on the piano, Lionel Hampton in his septet. And before that, we heard some wild violin in a boogie. That was Roosevelt Sykes on the piano in his band with Hot Boogie. Recorded in Chicago, August 21st, 1952 for the United label, although it went unissued at the time. That one featured Remo Biondi on the violin, John Schoolboy Porter on the guitar, Ransom Noling on the bass, and Fred Bellow on the drums. Before that, we heard Django Reinhardt, Stephen Grappelli in the Hot Club of France with Hot Lips. That was recorded in Paris on April 22nd of 1937 for his Master's Voice label. It was RCA in France, with Pierre Ferré, Marcel Bianchi on the guitars, rhythm guitars, Louis Vola on the bass, and of course Django Reinhardt on the guitar, Stephen Grappelli on the violin. And we opened up that set with one of the earliest Western swing progenitors, Roy Newman and his boys, with Hot Dog Stomp. That was recorded in Dallas on September 28th, 1935 for the Vocalion label with Randall Neal and Earl Brown on the guitars and Art Davis and Thurman Neal on the fiddles, Roy Newman on the piano, Holly Horton on clarinet, Ish Irwin on the bass. One of the earliest Western swing bands right there, Roy Newman and his boys. And we just crossed the halfway mark of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and I'm here every Friday to tell you that Freetown Radio comes to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on an absolute jewel of a public radio station here in the South. That's KRVS, that you can find at 88.7 on your FM dial if you're in the Lafayette Lake Charles area. If you're not in the area, have no fear. You can hear Freetown Radio anywhere in the known universe, provided that you have an internet connection, by simply going to krvs.org and clicking on that Listen Live button. On that same website, krvs.org, there's also an audio on demand button in case you missed one of your favorite locally produced shows. You can go to that button, find your show's page, and you'll find all of the past shows archived there by date for your listening convenience. Freetown Radio also replays late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning at 1 a.m. for all you night birds out there. And today I'm broadcasting the show from the plush but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And let's stay in that vein a little bit of some instrumentals. Kind of like the way this is going. In this next set, we're going to switch gears. We're going to just open up with a couple of instrumentals before we get into some great vocalists. But first up, what a great little outfit this was. Earl Hines and his orchestra from May of 1953. A great little band with Bud Johnson on the tenor sax, Haywood Henry on the baritone, Carl Prude on the bass, Ozzie Johnson on the drums with Earl Hines. What a great pianist. And what a great tune, kind of bordering on R&B here. This one's called Hot Soup. Thank you.
Baby, I'm gonna have to hold your hand. Prove to the girl that you're my woman, to the guy that I'm your man. I don't need but one love, darling, that's enough for me. Other girls bound to look pretty, honey, but let me tell you, I'm satisfied with you. I got your love, darling, and I won't let go. You can keep me cool through the summer, darling, like you kept me warm through the snow. Thing. You kept me warm through the winter, darling. I know good and well you can keep me cool through the spring. I got your love, honey, and I won't let go. Your love kept me warm through the winter, darling, and I know it can keep me cool through the spring. Oh, baby, I'm kinda glad I got your love.
Oh, the great soul singer of the 60s, Mr. Joe Simon, with a tune called Long Hot Summer. And that one was recorded in 1968 for the Soundstage 7 label, and that was arranged by Dan Penn's songwriting partner, Chips Moman, which makes me think that must have been recorded in Muscle Shoals. And before Joe Simon, the godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown, with Hot Pants Part 1. That came out in 1971 on a subsidiary of King Records called People Label. And before James Brown, we heard a great little instrumental from Maxwell Davis, one of the most recorded tenor sax players in R&B history. Very busy session guy. That's him leading his whole own band with Hot Point, name of that tune. Recorded in Los Angeles on February 18th, 1953 for the Aladdin label. The great tenor sax man, Maxwell Davis. And we opened up that set with an instrumental called Hot Soup from the great pianist Earl Hines and his orchestra, recorded in New York May 22nd in 1953 for the King label. With Bud Johnson on the tenor, Heywood Henry on the baritone, Carl Pruitt on bass, O.C. Johnson on the drums with Earl Hines. So we got time for one more set. We're going to make this a little bit of an extended set. We got five tunes to get through. And switching gears once again, this time we're going to check in... with a guy who was responsible for one of the most original sounds in post-war country music, often throwing in elements of the not-yet-articulated styles of rockabilly and rock and roll. I'm talking about the great vocalist and guitarist Roy Hogshead. Here's a little tune he recorded out in Hollywood in July of 1949 to kick off the last set. Here's a few Hot Rod songs for you. First one, Up, simply named Hot Rod. This is Roy Hogshead.
Hot Rod, a souped-up heater, a low-swung cedar.
Hot Rod,
a rebo jigger, a big hot jobber with a big hot job.
Hot Rod,
a sidewalk cheater, a side street sweeper.
Hot Rod,
a big bush beater, a big hot rod with a big hot rod. He breezes by, old eager eye, to spot that passing game. And there's no chick, however slick, that he won't try to tame right in his
hot rod.
A live war dater, a never later.
Hot Rod,
a slick chick freighter, a shortstop fielder, and he plays the field. Thank you.
Hot rod.
A two-tone smasher. Tomato masher.
Hot rod.
A popcorn thrasher. A big straight eighter with an eight in line.
Hot rod.
An eager beaver. A love and lever.
Hot rod.
A gay deceiver. A big hot rod with a big hot rod. Oh, a breeze is by old eager eye to spot that passing game. And there's no chick, however slick, that he won't try to tame right in his
hot rod.
A live or dater. A never later.
Hot rod.
A slick chick freighter. A shortstop fielder and plays a field.
Streamline chassis, man, it's gotta be classy. I'm gonna give it that certain touch with a little bit of Von Dutch. I found a real cute baby, she's a real swangin' baby, and she says we'll go steady just as soon as I get me a hot rod. Gonna take her for a moonlight drive across my Mulholland Drive. Man, I'll really be alive as soon as I get me a hot rod. With my baby sitting close to me, we'll do a little ragging, don't you see? We'll even lay it down for you and me as soon as I get me a hot rod. Yeah, I'm only 14, but I'm going off 15. But I wanna be 16. I can get me a hot rod. Yeah, I'm only 14, but I'm going on 15. But I wanna be 16, so I can get me a hot rod.
Now me and my wife and my brother Joe took off in my Ford for San Pedro. We hadn't much gas and the tires were low, but the doggone Ford could really go. Now along about the middle of the night, we were ripping along like nice folks might, when a Mercury behind me blinked his lights. He honked his horn and he flew out of sight. We had twin pipes of Columbia, but you people may think that I'm in a rut, but to you folks who don't dig this jive, there's two carburetors and an overdrive. We made grease spots out of many good town, left the cops' heads spinning round and round. They wouldn't chase, they'd run and hide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Now we were Ford men and we liked the new, that we'd race until something blew. My foot feet was down like it was stuck with glue, through many a town we flew and flew. I looked down at my lovely bride, her face was blue, I thought she'd died. We left streets through town about 40 feet wide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. My brother was pale, he said he was sick, he said it was just a nervous wreck, but why should I worry for what the heck? Me and that Mercury was still neck and neck. Now on through the desert we did glide, a flying low and a flying wide, me and that Mercury was a taking a ride, and we stayed exactly side by side. I looked in the mirror, I saw something coming, I thought it was a plane, but the way it was running, it was humming along at a terrible pace. I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by us, I turned the other way, and the guy in the Mercury had nothing to say, for it was only a kid in a hopped-up Model A.
Thank you. at night, and we cling to them to see the light. And if we choose to feed the flame, it can blind.
Lafayette's own Casey Jones from her fabulous new album, Queen of the In-Between. That was a tune called Heat Rises. Before that, we heard the Great Country Gazette with Hot Burrito Breakdown from 1972. Unfortunately, we lost Byron Berline, one of the greatest fiddle players of the last century, a few days ago, and that was him taking the mandolin break and the fiddle break on that. Before that, Jim and Jesse from 1967 with Hot Rod Race. Before that, the Collins Kids from 1957 with Hot Rod. And Roy Hogshead opened up that set with Hot Rod from 1949. I want to thank you all for listening to Freetown Radio. Please tune in next week for part four as Heat Will Rise. See you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is James Van Way. Join me for The Flip Side, an hour of fine soul music on Saturdays, 11 p.m., Mondays at 1 p.m., brought to you as a cultural service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Wake up. brush your teeth a day like any other until you check your phone and it tells you a disaster is about to strike. On the next Snap Judgment, this is not a drill. Snap Judgment, storytelling with the beat. Do not miss it.
Wednesday nights at 10 on KRVS.
Two hours of classic Rasta reggae every Sunday night here on KRVS. This is Cecil bringing you Jamon. 2 hours of classic ska, rock steady, roots, DJ, and dub here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org, a service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
KRVS is located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more at krvs.org. Follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Hey guys, JC here with K-Pop Fever. Be sure to tune in, bringing you all the latest news in K-Pop, playing the newest, giving you updates, and so much more. So be sure to tune in on 88.7 FM radio.
This is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All of us need to sit together